Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, Joyce, I need the fraud department, please.
Alrighty, ma'am. May I start out by getting your zip code? I do need information to transfer you to the fraud department. May I have your zip code, please?
33321.
What was it, ma'am?
33321.
I do thank you for that. And what's your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, last name Elardo, E-L-A-R-D-O.
Alrighty, give me 1 second, ma'am, while I locate that account.
You just put the money in your bank account.
Did you say the spelling of your last name was L-E?
No, E-L-A-R-D-O.
It's Lauren?
That's my first name.
Alrighty, that's the name it's listed under. I'm Ms. Lauren. For security purposes, please verify your address.
7944 Exeter Circle West, Tamarack, Florida. 33321.
Alrighty, I do thank you for that. Give me a second, Miss Lauren. Okay, Miss Lauren, I do see that you have recently called in and you were counseled.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
No, Joyce, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
I had to hang up because I had the credit card company that these bogus charges were put on the other line. So I had to call, I was told to call back and ask for the fraud department.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
fine.
I'm,
getting you transferred now.
Thank you, Joyce.
You're welcome. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, Ms. Lauren, and I will be able to transfer you in just a second, okay?
Okay. Are you showing an account with just my first name on it?
Yeah, it just has Lauren on it.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I didn't do it. They didn't know my last name. They had my credit card number.
All righty. I just made some notation in there, and I'm more than happy to go ahead and get you transferred to that fraud department so someone can assist you with that. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He said he deposited that money on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Lauren, I am transferring you, and I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.